Proverbs 1:1 The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. 1:2 To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. 1:3 To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. 1:4 To give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. 1:5 A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. 1:6 To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. 1:7 The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. 1:8 My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. 1:9 For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. 1:10 My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. 1:11 If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily, for the innocent without cause. 1:12 Let us swallow them up alive, as the grave, and whole, as those that go down into the pit. 1:13 We shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. 1:14 Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. 1:15 My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. 1:16 For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. 1:17 Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. 1:18 And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. 1:19 So are the ways of every one that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. 1:20 Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. 1:21 She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, 1:22 How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. 1:23 Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, I will make known my words unto you. 1:24 Because I have called, and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. 1:25 But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. 1:26 I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. 1:27 When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you. 1:28 Then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. 1:29 For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. 1:30 They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. 1:31 Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. 1:32 For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. 1:33 But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil.